Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about Chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today. Today's episode has an explicit content warning. That means that it is for listeners 16 and over. Our topic is, what should I do if I can't stop fantasizing about sex? Well, what I want to say is, welcome to womanhood. Sex and sexuality are part of a Christian lifestyle. The way Christians view sex and approach it will look different than most people that you know. If you're interested in learning about how to do things God's way, or just curious what the Bible says about sex, this will be a helpful episode for you. Please hear my heart. I don't share these things to shame you or judge you or to make you feel like a terrible person. Rather, I want to teach you about what Christian lifestyle looks like and biblical principles, and then you can make your own decision on the type of relationship that you want. To start, let's think about sexual gratification. Did you know that desiring sex is a natural part of life for guys and girls, especially during the teen years and young adulthood? It's a signal that you're getting ready to develop your understanding and boundaries for your sexuality. Here's the thing that's different about Christian lifestyle than other parts of the world. You don't let your sexual desires control you. In Christian lifestyle, we recognize that these new feelings and emotions, they're part of the journey, and you don't have to navigate it alone. You don't need to be ashamed. And there are physical and emotional signs that can be unique to you that are going to ebb and flow depending on what's happening within you emotionally. So let me lay it out like this. Culture says sex leads to love, whereas the Bible says love leads to covenant and then to sex. Let's flesh out the differences here. Sex leading to love means that the way that you pursue relationship is through physical intimacy early on in the relationship to see if you're sexually compatible. If you are and the sex is pretty hot, then hopefully you will eventually fall into love and then go from there and see what happens. Now, in scripture and in the Bible, what it teaches is that we're meant to pursue love according to God's plans, which then leads to making a covenant, which is marriage. And marriage is where sex is to enter in and to be a part of the relationship. If you are in your younger years of life, which I'm assuming you are, here's what I want you to think about. Letting sexual desire lead your path, where physical attraction and pleasure become your primary way of choosing a guy, can help you fall into a very unstable relationship that has a lot of chaos. The mindset will cause you to focus on getting your needs met, which is primarily sexual, affectionate, emotional. This could eventually fall apart when you hit a rough patch. I don't think anyone means to choose a shallow relationship. I think it happens because they don't know any better. Here's the truth. You are so valuable to God that He wants to help you to find a guy that treats you with love and respect. Are you able to return that love and respect? How would a relationship look different if you began with sex versus love? Or flip it, what would it look like if you began with love and waited for sex until marriage? It's a good idea to reflect through and think about how these types of relationships will be different. What you want out of a relationship. Reflect upon what could be the strengths and the weaknesses of each one and spend time with God talking to Him about what it is that you desire in your heart and which one is going to lead you on the path to get to where you want. Here's a warning. Unhealthy sexuality begins with using your body to get guys to pay attention to you. As a young woman, you will be able to use your body to get attention and even get a guy to go out with you. While it may feel powerful at the time, you feel like you're getting what you want, he's actually pursuing sex instead of you. So what's the problem with that? His need for sex will be over his care for your heart and your mind. Eventually, you will feel pressure in the relationship to have sex, even when you're hurting, and would rather just emotionally connect and talk. If you don't fulfill his sexual needs in this type of a relationship, he's going to turn to other girls. He will get attention from them and even maybe pursue sex with them, leaving you feel resentment and closed off to him. Opening yourself up sexually will create a false intimacy that may seem exciting at first and feel like you have a very tight bond, but it does eventually crash and burn because your relationship isn't solid. You don't know the person well. You don't understand them. You haven't spent the time to get to know them and to build the foundation of your relationship before you opened up the level of intimacy that sex provides. Too often, young women give themselves to a guy before they really even know much about him. From my perspective, you deserve better than that. Healthy sexuality comes from understanding God's beautiful design for sex. Have you ever noticed in the Bible that Adam and Eve were completely comfortable with being naked until sin entered their hearts and their minds? I suspect they enjoyed uncomplicated sex and intimacy until they ate from that tree and sin filled them with shame and the spin began. God's original design for intimacy within covenant was good, and there was no conflict. Conflict, shame, mess, and perversion came with sin. Through Christ and the deepening of your longing to go after all that God has for a healthy relationship, for sexuality, and for your life can be found when you pursue restoration. You get whole understanding of what the Bible teaches about relationships, covenant, sexuality, and also understanding your value and your worth, that you are worth spending time with, even if you're not giving a guy sex. The truth is, for sex to be safe, love needs to be at the center of the relationship, and a marriage covenant needs to surround that relationship for protection for both people involved. It's not enough just to love the person. God intended for sex to be shared inside of covenant, because there is a commitment to take care of each other that goes beyond just feelings and pleasure. In Genesis 2:24, that's where it teaches first that a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Becoming one flesh or having sex is actually part of the marriage design. It was never intended to be used outside of marriage. If this is a new concept or you're not sure where you stand with this, I recommend that you process through with God the thoughts that you have, the beliefs that you have, the negative feelings that go with this. What's giving you a pause or holding you back or causing you to question this? Talk to him and express the desire for healthy sexuality. What in your beliefs don't match up with what I'm saying or what you feel the Bible teaches? Then talk to God about how can you reconcile that. Ask him to help you to go with him to build understanding, to build your beliefs. You get to make your own decision. You get to decide, am I going to do things my way or am I going to do things the way that God calls us to live in a Christian lifestyle that are in bounds? It's your decision. He created you with free will. If you make that decision to have sex outside of marriage, it's also a good idea to process through with God. How do you think it's going to affect your relationships in the long run and your attitude and your mindset for marriage? And just process through that and continue the conversation. I'm going to let you in on a little secret from an adult point of view. Christians that go after restoration and try to do things God's way, especially in the department of sexuality and marriage, they discover the deep connection, intimacy, and love within the boundaries of marriage. They tend to have the best sex lives out there. They just won't tell you that because they are private in the way that they speak about their intimacy. They're not vulgar. They are just trying to honor God with their speech. But I want you to know that those happy, healthy couples that you see in church that just seem to love each other even into old age, they have uncovered what God has for them. They have found that deep level of intimacy, and that's how they found lasting connection. They are probably having amazing sex in the bedroom, and they're comfortable with each other. They share in the experience without having insecurity. Relationships that operate in God's design are built on respect, deep trust, powerful intimacy. It goes beyond the physical. It's actually that spiritual connection. And learning to think about sex in God's way, it definitely takes some work. It is so worth it to invest your time. I know that there is this whole purity culture thing out there that they make it seem so cut and dry. Like if you've already had sex, then you've given away the one thing that you had to give to your husband. I value purity. And if you haven't had sex, protect that purity. But here, this is for my girls who have already gone there. There is so much hope, restoration, and good ahead of you. God is so powerful. His grace is so big. He can build that deep desire in you that you already know what it was like to have sex. Maybe you're like, you know what? This just hurt me and I don't want to do this anymore. There is hope to move forward. There is restoration. Just pursue it with God. Don't let purity culture damage the way that you feel about it. Because Jesus died on the cross for these very things to help bring restoration and freedom from the things that hurt us through sin. Okay, let's keep going. This next part, some of you, it's probably a trigger warning and it may make you awkwardly uncomfortable. Feel free to skip past it if you don't like this part of the conversation, because we're going to talk about porn and sex toys. Now, porn and sex toys may give you a high like drugs, but it will also damage you. Let's start with pornography. Satan has a way of twisting up the things that God created, and he makes them into these selfish, self-seeking acts that it can be such a draw to watch other people have sex, like in pornography. It seems like it's no big deal. I'm just watching people have sex. But what you need to realize is you're not watching God's design for sex. You're watching the way Satan would have you use sex and getting pulled into his view of how it is not about emotional connection. Instead, it's about thrill seeking and all of these perverted, dark, dirty things that can really mess up your mindset and cause you to view sex in the wrong way, so that you actually start going after Satan's plan for sex, which sometimes people do. But the problem is that is so empty and meaningless. What happens is when people use sex in that way, they get down the road. And once they get far into adulthood, they tend not to want to commit to marriage. They're constantly pursuing that high of pornographic sex. And sex gets really boring for those people because they don't have the components that God designed in there, the intimacy, the deep spiritual connection. When it's just about the physical, your body starts to get used to that. You keep having to take it to the next level to find that high. It just isn't as good. You're kind of accepting the counterfeit. You're accepting the inferior sex and sexuality. If you really want to have good sex in your life, God's the designer. Use it his way and it will be incredible. Going into the world of pornography and that darkness, it is so damaging. They'll tell you at school, and the research shows that it is so highly addictive and it is not good for your brain. It desensitizes you and it affects your connection in your relationships. you need to be careful with what you're watching and what you're looking at. If you've got a porn addiction, go get some counseling. Confess that you've got a problem and go get some help. It's not about trying to appear that you're perfect. It's about recognizing, whoa, I've gotten off track here. I didn't know what I was getting into. I've gotten sucked in to this thing. I don't want to do this anymore. Sex toys are another thing that young women have asked me about in the past. And here's what I will say about sex toys. There will be a consequence for getting sexual gratification from something other than your husband. I know that sounds weird and it may feel awkward, but I'm just being honest that if you get in the habit of getting sexual gratification from sex toys, then what happens when you get into that deep relationship and you're pursuing even marriage and you get into marriage, you will have a disconnect with your husband because your brain and your body are not going to attribute sexual gratification to him. It may also make it difficult for you to connect with him in this way because it's just kind of a different way of experiencing sex through a sex toy. I just would warn you to stay away from it, especially for my girls that have had sex trauma. I know that it can feel like a safe place. It feels like it's a good exchange from having sex with a bunch of different guys. You have to make that decision. It's a journey different for each person. You're welcome to message me if you feel like you have a special situation. We can talk about it. But I feel like the use of sex toys and pornography really do more harm than you can ever convince me that they're going to do good. But think through and recognize what's going to happen someday if you get in this habit of getting sexual gratification from something other than your husband. When you are in a relationship and he's pursuing sex with you and you instead decide to go privately into the bathroom, lock the door, use your sex toy instead of connecting with your husband who wants that deep, loving intimacy. How do you think that's going to affect your marriage? How do you think it will affect your marriage having a habit of watching pornography? Even if you do that with your husband, you are using those visual cues. It's drawing you away from the visual with him and causing you to get your dopamine and your sexual desire from an external thing that's actually the enemy's design. You may start mimicking those things that you're seeing in the recordings. How could that affect your marriage? Think through that. What is a positive outcome that could come from breaking this habit today? If you're thinking about your future, you're thinking about that strong, powerful marriage, think about the benefits of breaking that habit. If you have a porn addiction or you've been using sex toys, this is something that you pursue God and say, I need your help in this. You read scripture and you need to get help from a mentor, a counselor, somebody else to come alongside of you and to hold you accountable to get underneath the issue of why you have gone to these things. And this is not to say that any of these things make you a bad person or that God doesn't want a relationship with you. What I'm trying to teach you is look at where you are right now and think about what you want for your future. Are the decisions you're making in your sexuality, are the choices you're making in having sex lining up with the type of marriage that you want, the type of intimacy and relationship that you want? If there is a disconnect, what I would suggest is taking time to study, listen to podcasts and sermons about what the Bible says about sex, sexuality, and marriage. Go after that understanding and begin to build the solid foundation that will lead you into the relationship that you want. Just like if you hopped in the car and you started driving to the east, you tell the person when you get to the gas station, you know, as you've headed 5 hours east that you're trying to get to California, they're going to look at you and say, you're heading in the wrong direction. You need to turn around and go the other way if you want to get to California. if you have a certain type of relationship that your heart and your mind desires, you need to head in that direction with the way you're handling sex, your view on sexuality, the decisions you're making in relationships. And you may stumble and fall and mess up. Right now, you might even have been heading in the total wrong direction. This is the power of faith. Your salvation does not come through whether or not you had sex. It comes through Christ and through the Holy Spirit, asking Him to help you recognize where you're heading in the wrong direction, confess it, ask Him to give you forgiveness, repent and cut off those bad habits, and turn and go God's way. It really is that simple. It doesn't need to bring shame or condemnation or feeling like you're going to go to hell. That's not how it works. Instead, your faith brings conviction to help you to say, hey, this is not working. You're hurting yourself. Jesus has a better way. Come up here with Him and let Him show you how good His way is. So I've got more to cover on this topic. I want you to look for part two of this episode, and we're going to continue the conversation. Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein, or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.